Here we make another left and head down the meandering path back toward the barn and other parts of the original property. Just past the pool, you are going to turn left onto the flagstone pathway. But before making the turn, take a moment to notice the giant chess garden in front of you, which was inspired by the many outdoor chess gardens of Europe. Whimsical flower sculptures surround the chess set, giving the garden an Alice in Wonderland feel. You may be treated to a match already underway, or if you like, feel free to start up a game of your own. Now, as you head down the flagstone path, you'll be going back onto the original estate and through an old trellis and grape arbor built and planted on the property in the 1920s. In the tradition of some of our finest Sonoma Valley wines, these old vines still produce some lovely fruit come September. As you exit the grape arbor, notice the Spa Botanical Garden on your right. It contains a variety of herbs and flowers that the creative staff of our garden spa pick daily to create their many soothing and beneficial treatments. Also on your right, you will see the garden cottage, one of only two single cottages on the property. The garden cottage was the original property caretaker's home and features a beautiful ginkgo biloba in front. It is one of the inn's most romantic and private accommodations, perfect for a honeymoon or other special occasion. Just ahead, at the geese, we will make a right turn back toward the registration lobby. But while we're here, at the back of the original manor house, spend a moment beside the black granite fountain at the center of the garden. This original piece of artwork by sculptor Welton Roats is entitled The River Within. Before we move on, take a moment for a final look back at this incredible view of the garden.